Today we will talk about precious metals like gold and silver. Are they a good investment? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Here you will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. Hi, Scott. Welcome back. Are you ready for the show to get started?
Yep. How are you doing, Robert? Ready to go.
I'm ready to go as well. Okay, let's get started. So, as I just mentioned, today we'll talk about precious metals. I just looked up the Wikipedia definition of precious metals. Let me read it out loud. Precious metals are rare, naturally occurring metallic chemical elements of high economic value. Precious metals are more corrosion resistant and less chemically reactive than most elements. They are usually ductile, which means bendable, and have a high lustre, which means they're shining. And historically, precious metals were important as currency, but are now regarded as investment and industrial raw materials. Examples are gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. All right, so let's take gold as an example. Scott, help me out. What is gold being used for?
Oh, the first thing that comes to mind is jewelry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one.
I would imagine it's also used in electronics in some fashion as a, in some very rare applications.
Yeah, those so are the industrial two. Industrial applications, yeah.
Industrial applications, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you beyond can, that, I don't know, maybe occasionally a toilet.
A toilet?
You never heard of the golden toilet?
Not really, no. Is that a joke or does it really exist?
No, I think there's a real golden toilet out there that someone owns. There's probably a lot of them, probably more than what we'd imagine. But I'm pretty sure there's at least one golden toilet out there, commode, mm-hmm. whatever.
So let's say it's some kind of decoration. You can decorate the toilet. And in Europe, also many churches, they have some gold and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So let's call it decoration. Yeah. Anything else?
I mean, back in the day, it was used for like currency, right? I mean,
yeah, currency.
When it was,
so let's say store of value. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still today, gold is being used as a storage or store of value. It's being used for financial purposes, for investment. So if we cluster those together, I would say there are like three main clusters. One is industrial purposes, then store of value or investment. Yeah, so financial purposes. And the third one is jewelry or decoration. So if we take these three clusters, what do you think, how much percent of the global gold production is being used for industrial purposes?
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 50%.
Okay. So the correct answer is the industrial purpose percentage is 15% and 55%.
No, just kidding. I was way off.
55% is used for investment or store of value, and 30% approximately is for jewelry or decoration. Yeah. So again, more than 50% is used for investment or store of value. Yeah. So for financial purposes. So many people think, well, gold has some kind of value because it's also used in some industrial material and these kind of things. But actually, the main purpose is not within industrial applications. So I would argue that also gold being used for jewelry or decoration is also some form of store of value. Yeah, you can, of course, you can have like a golden chain around your neck, but that also helps you to store the value. If you have it around your neck and then you have to leave the country, let's say a war starts or something like that, it's easy to carry it around because it's jewelry, you have it on your body. And in other words, if human beings would not have decided to give value to gold, the demand for gold would be far lower. Yeah. So there's no real, there's very low economic or industrial usage of gold. The main usage of it is just for store of value. So Scott, what do you think? Why did human beings start to use gold for financial purposes, for investment or store of value, or as currencies as well? Why did they decide on gold and not, let's say, shells or, I don't know, whatever, stones.
I guess the perceived value in a sense that, yeah, I mean, the, you know, as jewelry or whatever, you know, it's, I guess, maybe a sign of wealth in some sort of way. I'm just trying to think back in the day. But why? Yeah.
Why is gold the sign of wealth?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a lot of shiny things. Why do you got to have gold to be shiny? You could have like, I don't know, I've heard of fake gold. It's not real gold, but it's still shiny. It looks like gold. Why not go with that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just because of the limited supply. It's interesting. Why did we decide?
That's one thing. Limited supply. Yeah. It's rare. That's definitely one point. Yeah. And then it's corrosion resistant. Yeah. So you can hide it in the ground. Yeah. You can dig a hole and hide it. And then after many years, it's still going to be in the same
condition.
Yeah. You can carry it around. Yeah. As we said, yeah. You can use it as jewelry. You can carry it around. It looks pretty. So if you suddenly have to leave the country because of some political reasons or whatever, it's easy to take the value or take your capital with you. It cannot be produced artificially. Yeah, you just said that there's some kind of artificial gold. I don't know, something that looks similar maybe, but real gold cannot be produced artificially. So therefore, more or less, it's practicable. Yeah, it has some kind of characteristics that make it convenient for being used as a store of value. Yeah. And so let's look at the gold price, and we'll talk about that and draw some conclusions from that. So the gold price currently, I just looked it up today, 1 kilogram. Yeah, I know that you're not using a kilogram in the US, but I will explain, because one suitcase, if you go to the airport, for example, then the airline is going to say, well, the limit weight of the suitcase is, for example, here in Germany, most of the time they say 23 kilogram. Yeah. So 1 kilogram of gold today is worth $67,000. So if you have one suitcase weighing 23 kilogram, that's $1.5 million. So you can basically carry around $1.5 million. If you compare it with silver, 1 kilogram is only $745. So instead of gold, 67,000, 1 kilogram of silver is 745,000. So one suitcase with 23 kilogram of silver is not $1.5 million, but $17,000. Platinum and palladium both have a price of around $30,000 per kilogram, which is still less than half of gold, the gold price. So therefore, you can store a lot of value in small space, basically. Yeah, you can carry around a lot of value. Yeah, just with one human being can carry around $1.5 million easily. That's possible. And that's also one reason why it's a good and convenient means of store of value. So the question now that I have is, and maybe you can give me your opinion on that, can gold be used to build wealth or only to store value? What do you think, Scott?
I would imagine you could build wealth with it if it depends on the definition of wealth. I start thinking about inflation and that sort of thing as well. But I would imagine that you could use it to build wealth in some way, though.
So I would say it depends on the time frame. Because in the short run, of course, the gold price can increase or decrease in value quite strongly. It's volatile. But in the very long run, after inflation, gold tends to keep its value. So, for example, the gold today has the same value as it had during the Roman Empire. Yeah. Of course, nowadays you can use it maybe to buy a car, and back then you used it to buy a horse carriage or something like that. Or now you can buy a suit, and back then they had some Roman garments. But if you kind of compare it, the value of gold is still the same, even, I don't know, 2,000 years later. So therefore, yeah, it does have some fluctuation, some volatility, but over the very long run, it tends to return to the mean, some mean reversion, and tends to fluctuate around some stable kind of value. Therefore, I would argue that gold is good to store value, And of course, for cases of emergency, as I said, if you quickly have to leave the country for whatever reason, you can take it with you. But it's not so good for building wealth. Yeah. Maybe you can use it to speculate and so on. But if you really, in the long run, want to build wealth, I think there are other things which are more practicable. So I myself, I don't really invest in gold. Yeah. There have been some times where I invest a little bit in silver, but today I'm not doing that anymore. And again, if I would anticipate political unstable times, I might buy a few gold coins or something like that just to be able to take those with me. If I think, okay, there's going to be a war starting here in Germany or whatever country I'm in at that time, that might be a reason for me to buy some gold. But in normal times, I wouldn't do that. And if you want to speculate, if you want to use precious metals for pure speculation, so if you really think that you can predict the gold or silver price going up or down in the short run, let's say the next couple of months or something like that, maybe it's a good idea to, instead of gold, use silver as a means of speculation, because silver is more volatile. Yeah. So if you really want to have a dynamic price increase, then probably silver is going to grow much more in price. Now, if you look at the price chart, you will see that silver is much more volatile than gold. And so how could you speculate with precious metals? There are a couple of ways to do this. You could maybe just buy or sell it physically, buy gold or silver physically. You could also buy it at an online exchange that is maybe even storing it for you. So you don't even have to put your own hands on it. You don't have to store it at home. And then maybe some thief is going to come and steal it from you. You could also use commodity futures, or you could buy an ETC, which is kind of like an ETF, but it's for commodities. And or you could invest in mining companies. Yeah, so there are some gold mining, silver mining companies. So if you think that the gold price will go up, then probably also those mining companies will become more profitable and their stock price will rise as well. Yeah. So those are the things that I can think of how to speculate with precious metals if you really want to do that. So my conclusion is, for most people, precious metals should not play a major role in their investment activities. Even if some crash gurus that are preaching the soon to come doomsday are trying to make you believe differently, probably oftentimes because they are lobbying for the gold industry. Scott, did you ever buy gold or anything like that? Maybe you don't have to. If somebody's listening now, I don't want a thief to come to your house or something like that. So be careful what you tell me.
No, I mean, jewelry and stuff like that's never been big for me and my wife. And, and even like through some exchange or something. I mean, there's been times where I've been approached by individuals. Sometimes kind of like, a colleague or something like this along the way where it's like, oh, you should buy gold. And of course, you see some advertisement online here and there, whatever, that buy gold now or whatever. So, but yeah, it's similar to kind of like the Bitcoin angle for me, but not the same. But I'm always a little bit skeptical when someone's trying to push that buying gold is the way to go or whatever.
Thank you. And again, the reminder, I have started a second podcast. Again, this podcast you're listening to right now called Learn to Invest is supposed to give you a more broad picture of wealth building. The second podcast is going much more into depth about stock trading, momentum trading. That podcast is called Learn How to Trade Stocks. You can find it on every platform, and I will also put the link here in the description. So please check that out. May the momentum be with you. Until next time, bye-bye.